BAE Systems is the biggest defense contractor in Europe, the third largest in the world. But it's not only a vendor in Europe, Australia, and Saudi Arabia, but to the U.S. government. BAE provides critical assets like the Bradley fighting vehicle, as well as gun systems used by the Navy and Army. But the company also provides information technologies to the Department of Defense. Much of it is classified. So you might wonder what there would be to talk about with Nandish Mattakali. He's the chief engineer for the intelligence solutions business within the intelligence and security sector at BAE. This is the Tech Barometer podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. In another story with Nandish, we covered security, but here we talk about the hybrid multi-cloud from the point of view of a vendor with an utmost critical mission. So let's talk about hybrid multi-cloud. When did BAE start using it? And what are its advantages?
BAE Systems has been an early pioneer of multi-cloud. We had data centers for the internal consumption. But for our customers, when there was only one cloud, we realized that there needs to be a way to allow another cloud provider capability. Our customers are always concerned about vendor lock-in. So in one of our earliest large programs, we're pioneers of developing what was an abstraction layer called the data abstraction layer we put in. And that allowed us to move the workload away from that one particular cloud provider in case our customer wanted to move. And that was a significant innovation that we had. And these days, it's more than a requirement than an innovation to be able to do that. So we were thinking about creating the solutions for a customer when we had only one cloud provider. We were really getting ready for eventuality of multiple cloud providers, and that's the reality right now.
Right. Well, what's it like to build defense systems and apps powered by hybrid multi-cloud?
So there are three things for the defense systems and apps, right? Security is always, by default, one of the criteria. But the expectation has changed in the customer space that they need the capability faster. So rapid development and the deployment of minimal viable products. The second one is, in order to achieve that, the deliberate reduction in the avoidance of some of the development cycles. I will give an example. In the development of a desktop as a service, Nutanix, for example, has the frame technology. Using Nutanix frame technology, we don't really have to go through several of the development activities that we had to go through. So what we are doing is we are deliberately eliminating some of the traditional steps. So that we are embracing innovations in the industry and using the capabilities such as Nutanix Frame.
Right. So are you referring to eliminating the physical infrastructure? Is that sort of where you're going?
It is not just the ability to eliminate the physical infrastructure, right? Not only the level of effort that we have to go through as a system integrator, that some of these technologies will help us cut down on those tasks internally so that we can deploy those capabilities faster. So if you had asked us how long it took to develop the desktop as a service 5 years ago for our customer, that would have taken anywhere from 6 to 9 months. With the new technologies from our partners, such as Nutanix and others, we can reduce those development activities so that we can deploy capabilities faster.
So Nandish, what is it that hybrid multi-cloud enables for BAE and really your customers as well?
Hybrid multi-cloud will really enable the customer's mission to do the edge computing with the ability to run various workloads in different security domains. That is one thing. The second one is the hybrid multi-cloud, in my opinion, truly will help us and our customers realize the benefits of cloud. treating that as a commodity and pay only for the services that they consume. If I'm able to take my data from AWS, if I realize that the AWS storage charges are expensive,
right,
if I can take it to the Azure without much hindrance, that's the true benefit of being multi-cloud. And it really solves the problem of vendor lock-in. The multi-hybrid cloud will truly help us as a system integrator and help our customer to anticipate the expected costs of computing and storage and processing, not surprised by the bill that they get at the end of the month.
You know, in a roundabout way, it sounds like what you're saying is a multi-hybrid cloud, you know, prevents monopolistic behavior. It sort of stokes competition in the industry.
Yes, and that is the idea. But these big five cloud providers, they have inherently or vested interest to control customers, you know, buying. And when I say cloud providers, I'm talking about AWS, Microsoft, Google, right, Oracle, and IBM, the big five. But I believe that as a system integrator, it's our responsibility to help our customers to navigate through those designed constraints. But we are fortunate to have a relationship with other key vendors such as Nutanix, Dell, so that we can help our customers.
So I got a what-if question for you here, and it is this. Would it be possible to be only cloud or only on-prem in the future, in the way that you see things?
It is possible, but I don't think it will happen for our particular customer base. Some workloads are so sensitive that they can only be done on-prem or in a very enclosed infrastructure. And then the need for edge computing for in several of the programs that we're working for the Air Force in particular, that the need for edge computing where there is a limitation on the bandwidth or connectivity requirements, we will have to do a hybrid cloud as well. And the cost is a major concern. For example, if they were to store large amounts of data for ongoing processing, they are sensitive about the cost of data ingress and egress in the cloud computing environment. They're thinking about, hey, do we need only cloud or we need a hybrid approach? And I think hybrid approach is the way that will prevail, I believe.
Right. And, you know, we could end it right there, but I just wonder if you could, Nandish, sum up what we've been talking about here, this idea embracing the cloud and what it brings.
Yep. So for us, as well as, and more importantly for customer, it is about embracing the shift that's happening in the marketplace and really leveraging those shifts to realize the benefits of the technology transformation that's happening in the marketplace. What we are doing is taking our customers along the journey and helping them achieve their mission in terms of the time, space, and cost.
Nandish Mattekale is the chief engineer for the intelligence solutions business at BAE. This is the Tech Barometer podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. It comes to you from The Forecast, and you can find us at theforecastbynutanix.com.